Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is the final boss. In this file, you will challenge, and there will be some defeat as you face the final boss of the game. There have been many bosses before, and it's been a very long journey to get here. Fight after fight, room after room. Just like any good game, you had to build yourself up to get here, getting stronger, faster, with more abilities to take on each and every challenge put your way. And before, well, you were having some difficulty. Not every boss was as easy as the one before, and every trick you learned, you had to unlearn or change again with the next boss, when you had to figure out their patterns and find out how exactly the game would go. And after all of that, after all of the adventures and traveling, the many rooms, puzzles, and various ways of fighting, you are here. You are in the room before the last fight, the final boss, the challenge where you are not sure if you will win or lose, but the world is at stake, and you will not give up. You will do your best to resist whatever is being thrown at you, to fight as hard as you can until there is nothing left. The final boss. There were hints, of course, about a simple being powerful and strong, able to manipulate the very reality around them. Or perhaps they were just able to control minds, to send strange sensations through their thoughts and have them experience whatever they wanted. All that came before you had perished, lost. Although some of them seemed to have enjoyed their loss. The conversations you had with the survivors in the previous village were intriguing, to say the least. None of them truly spoke bad about the final boss. In fact, there appeared to be some sort of reverence, almost awe, in how they were treated and defeated. But you will not give in so easily, no. You will do your best to resist until the end, to try your hardest to be victorious. You're almost there. Just one more door. You close your eyes and focus. Through this door, through this moment, you'll finally beat the game. Your hands reach out to try and find doorknobs that are no longer there. And as you momentarily stumble forward, you seem to drop in a place where you're suddenly somewhere else. Beneath your feet there is a ripple as you stumble. The floor appears to be some sort of liquid. A beautiful, shimmering ripple grows from your footsteps and fades into the distance. The sound of a single drop echoes with every step. And there is a beauty in this simple stage. Above you there is merely a reflecting light, and below you there is liquid, solid and yet rippling with every move you make. As you look around, your steps cause more and more ripples to disappear into the distance. They seem to simply infinitely fade away, like your thoughts. You worry that something sneaky is happening to your mind, some kind of manipulation, perhaps telepathy or something even stronger, and you do your best to resist it. You try so hard to see reality for what it is. And slowly, but surely, you feel beneath your fingertips the round shape of the doorknob that you were expecting. Even though you see nothing in the air, and your footsteps still cause further drops echoing into the distance, you push open the door and step inside and feel a sudden rush as you are transported into a completely different space. Time, clocks, gears and movement. Everywhere where you look, you see elements of time. The room itself feels like it's in the middle of a giant clock. You hear the slow tick and talk of time passing by as your eyes follow the various movements, back and forth, up and down, spiraling around. All these pieces working together. Here, your footsteps do not ripple, but rather they clang. Each step, carefully taken, fades away into the noise, the sound, the susurrus of machinery. Each and every gear moving another, moving together, moving your mind further away from where it was before. In the distance, you catch a glint of something not quite like the rest. You're not sure of the color that you saw, but all you know that it is different from the golden brass you see around you. And then you continue to step forward. Your senses seem to struggle with their sensations. You are certain that you see the metal grating beneath your feet, and at the same time, your shoes feel a plush, thick carpet beneath them, as if standing in a throne room, and somewhere there is something happening that you're not quite sure of. You can hear music. Music that must come from a small place. You do your best to focus on it and to trust the senses that are not your eyes. You can feel the carpet beneath your feet. You can hear the music playing from somewhere. You move forward. Around you still the clocks, the gears, the backside of an enormous face of a clock. And on the clock it seems to be slowly heading towards midnight. Something will happen once the clock strikes. But will you get there? Will you get there in time? Step after step after step, you hear the melody playing, the sounds, the gears, the metal grating beneath your feet that is something else entirely. And then you hear a laughter. Ha 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 ha. Very good. It seems like you're fighting the illusion, doing your best to try and see the truth. Of course, it would take no more than a drop to truly see what's happening, to feel yourself fall into that state. And this is the end of the game, the end of your story. You were the hero. You've passed all the tests and defeated everyone else, but now you are in my domain, and there is only one way to win. And I could tell you, I guess, I could tell you how easily you could simply win. However, I want to have some fun. After another snap of fingers, suddenly the environment changes again. Where there were clocks, there is now nature, rivers, strange distances, mountains far away that feel so close, trees that you see from afar, you're standing right next to, towering over you and at the same time stretching into the distance. I can choose what you see, and all you can do is hope that you do not lose the thread of your awareness. Even the carpet beneath your feet can sink away deeper and deeper as you fall into a place where you have no choice, where you sink more and more into the floor, standing right before me without being able to see me. You have no idea what you're fighting, who you're up against. And while you have definitely fought well, and you've impressed me with your diligence and inventiveness in overcoming each of these obstacles, there's only one way to win. And maybe, just maybe, you'll make it out of here alive by figuring it out. If you do, though, you won't remember. All you know is that you survived by the grace of my will. And you will, just like the others, find out that no, the real opponent is somewhere deep inside of you, trying to resist, fighting with every breath to regain control instead of enjoying the wonderful sensation of submission, of surrender. But will you figure that out for yourself? Or do you have to be told? Do you know how good it feels to let go? The final boss is not a fight. It is simply a fiction, a place where you encounter yourself and you get a chance to one thing that you daren't accept before. Another snap and the environment changes again into cold, fierce winds this time, the creak of ice, the biting cold of snow across your face, and another snap. And it is warm, dry, deserted, sand beneath your feet crumbling with every step. Your body and mind are confused, feeling the heat, hearing the crisp sound of crunching grains of sand beneath your feet, seeing the desert shimmer before you, knowing where you are. And another snap reminds you and brings you back to cold, dark dungeons. The flicker of flames lighting your step as you sneak through on your way to another fight. You are the hero after all, and up until this point, all you did was fight to try and save the world. And you did. All the other evil has been defeated. And now, this challenge is not for you. Well, many consider me the final boss. To you, I will be no more than a dream. Once you wake up outside my castle, you will be glad for what you have chosen to do. Because I know that deep inside you already know that the only option is to surrender to the experience. To allow it to go through you, to experience everything and become aware of this feeling of happiness. Because once you let go and embrace the loss, you'll feel more calm than ever, more at peace than ever before. And when it becomes time for you to awaken outside my walls, the reward of your peace, your calm, will be a treasure unlike any you've ever encountered. All it takes is another drop of your footsteps rippling across the floor. Beautiful shimmering shapes, and one more step, one, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, ten, wake. Outside my walls.